let's stand to our feet tonight, lift our hands and give God glory. Oh, let's love the Lord together in this house. We glorify your name, my King. Oh, can you give the Lord glory tonight? We love you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Savior. Come on, let the angels, let the people cry. Let the church cry. I've got a song the angels cannot sing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. So thankful for everyone who's in the house of the Lord tonight. And we did have a special. We have a special, and she is ready to sing. And it's a good song. And we'll sing it later. Praise God. But just sometimes the Spirit moves a different direction, and you just got to follow the Holy Ghost. Many Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, and the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Everybody say do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Those things which ye have both learned and seen and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace will be with you. Let's lift our hands and ask the Lord to bless the remainder of this service tonight. God, speak to my mind, speak to my soul, speak to my spirit. God, I glorify you, Savior. God, I glorify you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you, my King. We glorify you, Savior. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. I'll give you my title in just a moment, but first I want to talk about this word, do. Question was asked by a young man, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The Bible says that Jesus told him, do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. He said, all these have I done. All these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus told him the thing that he must do. He told him a list of things not to do. He said, I've been doing that already. But then he said, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. And the young man that asked, what must I do? Went away grieved. He went away upset, for he had great possessions. He passed the don't test. He passed the things that we don't want you to do. You have to spend a lot of time on the don'ts of being in the church. Don't dress like the world. Don't act like the world. Don't talk like the world. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't defraud. But he did say, do go sell. And do give to the poor. And do take up your cross. There are a lot of things that we don't do. But then there are things that we do that people don't like. Jesus was told by his mother that they ran out of wine. He said, it's not my time yet. She told the young men that were there, whatever he says do, do it. Whatever he's telling you to do, you got to do it. Can I tell you tonight, there are some things that we can harp on that are the don'ts. And sometimes the don'ts are a whole lot easier to do than the doing. In fact, Paul even said, I know what I'm supposed to do, but sometimes finding the ability to do it is hard. There are a lot of things that are not the doing. I understand. Thinking about it is not doing it. Talking about it is not doing it. Scheduling time to do the thing is not doing the thing. Making a to-do list about the thing is not doing the thing. Messaging friends about what you're planning on doing, what you may do, is not the same as doing it. Posting inspirational points about the thing is not doing the thing. Hating on yourself for not doing the thing is still not doing the thing. Hating obstacles that are in the way about the thing is not doing the thing. Complaining about the inconvenience of the thing is not doing the thing. Dreaming about the adoration when the thing is completed is not doing the thing. Reading about it and getting inspired and getting all giddy and getting the dopamines in your head about the task being done is not doing the task. Getting excited at church and running the aisles about doing the thing is not doing the thing. Can I tell you, we need to shout and we need to rejoice about revival and evangelism and reaching the lost. But until we go out and invite someone to the house of God, all we're doing is getting excited about the thing. But it's not doing. Come on, listening to podcasts about doing the thing is not doing it. Listening to preaching about, even what we're doing tonight, we're just getting inspired about the thing. But this is not doing. Amen. They're the only thing that is doing the thing is doing the thing. There are some times that we can do it, and all God asks us for is to do it once. He told the rich young ruler, go sell. That's a one-time deal. When you sell all, there should be nothing left, Ananias and Sapphira. When you're sold out, there should be nothing else that you can be sold out again. When we've repented, we shouldn't have to keep going back and repenting over the same sins again. I've asked Brother Morton at times, I don't know what to do with all the crazy, unprecedented things going on around us. I don't know about all the things that are known and unknown that are going on around us. I heard the voice of my pastor say in my head, what you got to do when you don't know what to do is do what you know to do. I don't have to pontificate. I just got to do. I don't have to. There are some things I don't even have to pray about. I just know what is right. In fact, the Bible tells me, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Can I tell you, there's sometimes you just got to get about the Father's business and do it. Amen. What did the Bible say? That whatever a man doeth, do it with all your might. There are some things that we're going to do that'll be a one-time moment, a one-time opportunity. Some people get superstitious, even in the Pentecostal church. Well, I did it this way, and for it to happen again, it's got to be done exactly the same way. Well, I'm preaching now. I've been there. I was a teenager once, and I got a renewing, a real good renewing of the Holy Ghost and a real good touch of the Holy Ghost at about 13 years old, basically a brand new convert back in the church for a very short time. And in my mind and in my unknown thinking, I thought, okay, the next time I go to church, I got to act the same way, got to dress the same thing, I got to wear the same outfit. I'm the only one that's up here admitting what you've all thought about and done. I got to do it. I got to hold my tongue a certain way. I got to hold. No, I'm going to tell you, all you have to do sometimes is just do it. When God said praise, I don't care if you praise one way or one service and clap your hands and jump up and down or you spin around. You just got to go out there. Amen. But I'm not really tonight, I'm really not here just to talk about the things we know to do. Or the things that we do in a season, in a moment, in a time. I don't know if I could convince these men that have helped build this church to do it again. I showed them plans for the next building. They said, we're paying for that one. We're going to hire somebody else. And I'm thinking to myself, well, come on, don't be a wimp. But I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're going to pay for it, you got the job, not me. Well, nobody laughs at that joke. There are some things you can do and you can get results. And you don't ever have to do it again. It's a one-time deal. But we go to our verse in Philippians chapter 4. And he said those things. I know the Bible's not contradicting itself. But it said the both. And he lists four things. Anybody else ever read that scripture and thought, what both things of these four things that he listed? I heard them. I received them. I saw them. I got to do them. But that word do there is not just a one-time performance. That word do literally translates to the idea of practicing. Continuing in, putting in to action. There's a lot of things we can shout about doing that may be once, maybe a few times, but there are some things that we got to put into practice. There are some things that we've got to do with the determination and the discipline. That I'm not just doing it once. I'm not just doing it for a season. Well, where'd all this come from? Well, I had a conversation the other day and something was said to me that kind of sparked this thought. There is a saying that everything works in theory, but not everything works in practice. Everything should work on paper. But when you get out in the real world, it doesn't work in practice. But I come to debunk that tonight in the church. I come to debunk that tonight in the Word of God. This not only works in theory, but it works in practice. You can do it once, you can do it twice, you can do it 1,000 times. And if the Word of God says it, it works. There are some things I'm not just doing once, and if it doesn't work, I'll never do it again. There are going to be some things I'm going to have to do until I get it right, because practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. But I'm going to tell you what else it does. Practice makes permanent. I'm not just doing it when it succeeds. I'm not just doing it when it's convenient. I'm not just doing it when everybody's around watching. I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. And I'm going to do it. Amen. Amen. Making something habitual. Make it something habit-forming. We talked about this just the other day, and I know people get tired of hearing me quote Satan Scripture, but it's in the Bible, and we're going to quote it. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the custom. That word custom literally translates to the word habit. I understand. I know. That's just the example I can use. People fall into habits. It takes 21 days to create a habit and one day to lose it. It takes 21 days of getting up and doing the same thing over and over and over. But it doesn't take very long. Doesn't take very much effort to fall out of a good habit. But can I tell you, it takes eternity sometimes to fall out of bad habits. Amen. The idea of practicing, continuing in, making something a habit, but not merely a performance of once. There are a lot of words in the Bible. There are a lot of do's in the Bible that are not the same word. There are a lot of things in the Bible we never see again. Jesus telling those same men to go grab water. We never see again people doing exactly the same thing they did to get their miracle. They did it. It worked. It was for that moment and for that season. But in this moment, in this instant, what he said was, these things you've learned, these things you've received, these things you've heard and these things you've seen, you need to put them into daily practice. You need to put them into your repertoire of your habit for every day. If you want the God, my God, come on, truth is proven by being, is not proven by being admired. It is proven by being applied. God's word doesn't just work in theory, but it works in practice. And I'm giving you my title tonight. It works in practice. If you keep doing it, if you keep praying, if you keep fasting, if you keep witnessing, if you keep coming to an almighty. You got to make sure and make up in your mind, I'm going to keep on doing it, no matter how I feel about it, no matter the results. Man, there's a controversy a little bit about who coined the phrase that practice makes perfect. But Vince Lombardi said practice makes permanent. However you practice, however you do it, it's going to become muscle memory, right or wrong. There are people who live for God the same way year after year after year, but they've never done it right. I've been living for God a long time, but have you done it right? Well, this is the way I've always done it. Well, but does it line up in practice? Does it line up in theory? Does it line up in the evidence? He said, you are my friend if you do the things which I command. Jesus said that. Not just in theory. Not just loving the Lord in your heart. Not just accepting him as your personal Savior. But if you do the things which I command thee. I don't want to live for God in theory. Well, I wish I had everybody's attention tonight. I don't want to live for God in theory. I won't live for God in just this idea, this concept of what going to church and living for God is. But if I'm going to practice this, if I'm going to put this in my life, I want to make sure I'm doing it perfectly according to the word of God. Am I perfect? No. Can I be perfect? No. But I serve a God that is. And if I seek him and I understand that I need him, I can apply. I'm not just admiring truth. I'm applying truth. Man, Paul said, didn't say those things which you've learned, received, heard, and seen in me, think about, pontificate about, write about, speak about, get a podcast. There's so many podcasts now, I can't even follow them all. And I'm not even talking about worldly, I'm talking about apostolic podcasts. Can't even follow them all. I drove 7 hours to preach up in Spokane And by the time I got there, I was information overload. I had to balance things out. I had to get a Louis L'Amour. I couldn't even listen to an Odyssey. Too much spirituality. I need a Louis L'Amour. I had to balance some things out. You get so, I'm spiritual because I listened to 7 hours of podcasts. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was good preaching the other night, Pastor. Did you do it? Oh, you convicted me the other night, Pastor. Did you do it? Oh, yeah, I did. I woke up Monday morning and I prayed. But Tuesday was it's been a battle all week. I haven't got my Bible reading in. I haven't got my prayer reading in. I haven't got my time in. But can I tell you, you can pray and you can read your Bible every day for 30 years. But you can ask amiss. You can read without understanding. Because I'm going to tell you, there's going to be evidence. There's going to be an evidence of when someone is putting it into practice and making sure they do it with the right reasons and the right motives and the right. Don't just think about it, do it. The word do means to practice, to perform repeatedly, to make a habit of living it out. What you have learned, Paul said, don't just agree with truth, live it. Don't just post about it. Live it. Don't just dress like it. Live it. Christianity was never intended to be merely a belief system to be studied, but a life to be lived and a life to be practiced. Well, I'm never going to get perfect. I understand that. I'm far from it. There's things in my life I wish I didn't struggle with. There are things in my life I wish I had overcome already. But even doctors call it a practice. Even doctors who went to school and got degrees and are put in the people's lives, are put in their hands, they still call it a practice. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to throw in the towel. All that means is tomorrow, I'm going to get up. And I'm going to do it again. All that means is, you know what? God's never forsaken me. He's never left me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm going to keep on doing what I know to do. I'm going to be where I need to be. I'm not just putting it in and saying amen. I'm putting it into practice. I'm getting up every morning. Come on, that's why the promise follows the practice. The God of peace will be with you. I'd rather go to bed at night, maybe a failure, but knowing I did everything that God asked me to do. I may not have got everything out of this day I wanted, but I went to bed knowing I did everything. The peace of God that was promised in verse 7. To those who pray. But in verse 9, the God of peace is promised to those who practice. It works in practice. I'm not just here tonight with knowledge, and I want more. I'm here with experience, and there is a difference. I can say that God is able because I read about it. I can say he's able because his Bible says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, but I've lived it. When I had nothing but him, he brought me through. It wasn't just admiring the scripture. It wasn't just saying, well, that's a good scripture. That's a good prayer to pray. But I put it into practice. I'm not just admiring truth. But I'm applying truth in the good times, in the bad times, in the hard times, in the good times. There are lots of people who quote the Bible who don't practice it. There is a world of difference between knowing truth and living truth. In theory, God's word sounds wonderful. But in practice, God's word proves itself faithful. In theory, we can shout over Scripture. We can rejoice over Scripture. We've got our candy stick Scriptures. But in practice, it's not just hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. It's not just then Peter said unto them, repent. It's the fact that there is only one God. There is a fact that if I repent of my sins, get baptized in his name, I will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and I speak with tongues. And if I do it, if I put it into practice, God's going to do it again and again and again. God's work. It doesn't just work in theory, church. It works in practice. When you forgive, it works. When you pray, it works. When you trust God instead of trusting yourself, it works. When you trust God's provision as opposed to your own provision, it works. When you reach out to people, it works. When you forgive people, it works. When you love people, it works. When you say, God, not my will, but thine be done, and you put it in his hand, it works. It doesn't just work in theory. It works in practice. The missionary doesn't have a thing to fall on. The evangelist doesn't have another thing to fall on. He's got to put into practice his faith in a God who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I don't know how we're going to pay for the building, but I know this. If we do what God said do, it will work. I'm telling you, somebody tonight, you got to put it in practice. You got to say, I don't even know how to do it. I don't even know what the next step is, but I'm going to keep on doing what I know to do. I'm not glorifying sports, but even Paul used it as an example. I run, I fight, I do. You're not supposed to be good when you start out. You don't have all the feet work and all the agility. I was, you know, I'm going to be 53 in a few weeks, a whole lot closer than I wanted to be. It blows my mind. I'm fixing to be the age that my pastor was when he married my wife and I. That blows my mind. Number one, I never thought I'd get a driver's license or graduate high school or get married. And now I got grandkids. And if I take care of myself, I'm going to live long enough to see them get married, if the Lord tarries. And so along that line, I don't know if the algorithms know you're old, but I keep getting all these, if you do this and if you do that, you'll live longer. If you stop eating this, you stop. I don't know if my wife's talking to it. Tell him to eat healthy. Tell him to lose weight. But you know, all these things, and I saw this deal today. You want to get in shape and you're over 40. You want to get in shape and you're over 50. You want to do this? He said, stand up and sit down a lot every day. Do the farmer carry. What's that? For those of you that travel, it's carrying a suitcase. He said, do that. These are all, climb stairs. Give me some program that make me ripped in like 15 weeks or minutes, even better. Days, you know? No, what you need to do is the things you should be doing every day. I've quoted this. I've said this so many times, people don't even think it's funny anymore. But I saw it in a hospital. This is not originated with me. I was at West Valley Medical doing some work, and they're in the cardiology department, in the heart department. It had a big plaque on the wall. It said, it's not the diabetes and high blood pressure running your family. Is that nobody in your family runs. What are they saying? Get up and move. How am I going to live for God? I tell you how you're not going to live for God. Not being faithful to church. Not praying. That's a whole lot of don'ts, but I'll tell you how you can be faithful and living for God. Get up and pray. Get up and read your Bible. Get to the church when the doors are open. Whatever it takes, live a holy life. Live a separated life. It doesn't just work in theory. It works in practice. You got to come when you don't feel like coming. You got to praise when you don't feel like praising. You got to pray when you don't feel like praying. In fact, when you don't feel like praying, that's when you pray more. When I don't feel like coming to church, that's when I come more. When it's inconvenient, I'm making a habit because I'm going to practice. I'm not supposed to be good in the beginning, but if I keep doing it, I will get better. How do you see? My pastor is preaching today in Las Vegas. Now, he told me the last time I was in Vegas flying through, he said, don't put any money in those slot machines at the airport. I said, yes, sir. He goes, I guarantee you, if just as being a, just as a lark, just as being funny, I dropped a quarter in one of those machines, I'd win $1 million for sure. That'd be on the front page of the paper. And everybody said, see, I knew he was a gambler. Money. I said, Elder, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He says, unless you win a lot of money, bring it, give it to the church. It was all a joke. It was all a joke. But here he was today, preaching this morning. 86 years old. Preaches more now than he did when he was pastoring. He's somewhere all the time. He'll go preach somewhere in Oregon and get in his car at the church and drive all the way home to Fresno. Why? Because he said, if I stop, I can see the end of the sidewalk and I'm not stopping. Can I tell you something? Church is the same way in living for God. I'm going through this. It's not easy. It's not convenient. But I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving my place to the devil. I'm making no provision for the flesh. I'm putting this into practice. I'm going to tell you something. The word works. The word works. Obey his word. It still works. Obey his plan. It still works. Let's stand to our feet tonight. The gospel is not merely a philosophical idea to admire. You know, when we listen to podcasts, anybody here ever listen to Kingdom Speak? Anybody here? They say these things that like blow your mind. They call them Bible bombs. They even got a little soundtrack. It's just something that just... You can get caught up in the wow of preaching. You can get caught up in the wow. I said this a long time ago. I don't know if this is true or not, but I think it does have place with some folks. People who listen to too much preaching. People who listen to too much preaching. It messes them up in church. Because they've listened to conference preaching for hours without responding to it. They've listened to conference preachers. There is a difference. I is not one of them. And they get all the wow factors. Then they come to church and go, my pastor doesn't preach like that. Well, the crowd doesn't preach like that either. You know why sometimes it's so easy for those conference preachers to preach? Because everyone came there to hear them preach. They came excited about hearing the preached word of God. Someone told me one time, I wish everybody could preach like Cody Marks. I said, I wish everybody amened every preacher like they do Cody Marks. And Cody Marks would agree with that. If you get behind your pastor, he could probably preach like Cody Marks sometimes. I'm not saying that just for us. I'm just saying that in general, in every church. Don't blame your bivocational pastor who's not preaching five times a week and practicing the same messages. I'm just telling you, it's a different world. I wish everybody, but if everybody came to church with a made up mind, I don't know how, I don't even know, I'm not even good at it. I don't know how to shout. I don't know how to lift my voice. But if you keep doing it, if you keep applying, if you keep putting it into practice, the more consistently we practice what God has taught us, the more consistently we experience the presence of God. The more consistently we seek Him, the more consistently we find Him. The more consistently we open ourselves to Him, the more consistently He fills us with His Spirit. Pastor, that sounds good. I know it sounds good, but it works in practice. I don't care what situation, what circumstance you're in. If we follow His word, even if it hurts us financially, even if it hurts us physically, even if it hurts us emotionally, even if it hurts relationships, didn't Jesus say, if you don't hate mother and father and sister and brother, forsake lands and forsake, if you don't take up that cross, that wood that we talked about, that tree that we talked about Wednesday night, you're not worthy of me. That doesn't just work in theory. I'm sorry, Dad, I got to make this personal. I can't stop preaching what got me where I am just because it worked. I wanted a relationship with that man when I was 8 years old. I wanted a relationship with him when I was 13. I wanted a relationship when I was 14 years old. There came a time, if it cost me my walk with God, if it cost me my salvation, I can't do it. I walked away from it. I didn't pursue it anymore. I literally had to get to the place. Well, if I see him, I see him. If I don't, I don't. This is it. I got to do this. That wasn't just hard in theory. It was hard in practice. But it didn't just work in theory. It worked in practice. Where would we be tonight if there were some things I didn't forsake? Where would we be tonight if there were some things that not only in theory were hard? Can I just flip this thing on its ear tonight? There are some things that we can talk about forsaking and giving up, and in theory they sound good, careers, but in practice, they're not as easy, but they still work in practice. We've got testimonies all over this house tonight of people who walked away from jobs and careers and dreams and ambitions and goals and life and all these things. He said, all these things I know you have need of, but I'm going to tell you, there's a practice. If you'll seek me first. It doesn't just work in theory, church. It works in practice. This also aligns with James 1:22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. The blessing tonight is not just in hearing what I'm preaching. The blessing tonight is not just saying amen to the preacher. But the blessing is when you leave this place, be doers of the word. It's easy to hear it. Even when it's not. Jesus told them in John chapter 6, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? This is rough. This is hard to hear. You know, we live in a world nowadays, you can't tell people anything. If you're nice to them, they get offended. If you're not nice to them, they get offended. If you call them and ask them where they've been, they don't like it. If you don't call them, they don't like it. What am I supposed to do? Can you tell me how I'm supposed to? That's a hard saying, Pastor. If we can hear these things, but it doesn't just work in theory. It works in practice. If we can hear these things, if we can understand this is not going to be an easy thing, If practice was easy, everybody would do it. If living for God was easy, people would never walk away. You know what makes it difficult? Trying to do it the easy way. Trying to do it our way. Trying to do it in theory. But it only works in practice. There's some things tonight. Hey, look, the Holy Ghost laid this on my heart. I'm not preaching in vain tonight. We're not swinging from the chandeliers, but that's not been one of those services. But there's going to be some things that if we're going to succeed in our walk with God, we've got to put into practice. Come on, let's pray right now. Come on, what relationships you need to cut off? What dreams? Come on, we may have the dotes down. We may have the, yeah, I don't do that. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't cuss. I don't carouse. Of course I don't do all that. But what about the things that you are supposed to be doing? Come on, church, let's seek after him right now. Come on, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. It works in practice. Humble thyself under the mighty hand of God. He'll exalt you in due season. It works in practice. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Come on, he'll direct your path. It works in practice. Come on, if you need the Holy Ghost in this house tonight, lift your hands and lift your heart. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Be open to him tonight. Don't hold anything back. It doesn't just work in theory. It works in practice. Come on, saint of God. Find somebody to pray with tonight. Find somebody, a visitor or a guest, a new convert. Yeah, we pray one with another, but can we pray for somebody else? It works in practice.
That's what I'll be.
Oh. Say yes.
Lord, I agree. My desire, you call passionately, is to be what you call me to be. That's what I'll be.
Oh, mighty King. Yes, Lord.
Not forget the words spoken in covenant. we made till we meet again, till we meet again, as we leave this holy place, let our hearts be filled with thanks. Let us not forget the words spoken, covenant we made till we meet again. Oh, till we meet again. Holy place, let our hearts be filled with thanks. Let us not forget the words spoken and covenant we made till we meet again, till we to be. I'll say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you call me to be. It's to what I'll be. My life is not my own. To you I belong. Give myself to you. Life is not my own. To you myself, give my you, give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself.
Come on, can we lift our voice to him right now? God, I glorify you, Jesus.
I give myself away.
Come on, make this your prayer tonight. Make this your vow.
Give myself away so you,
so you can use me, Jesus.
Myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
I give myself away
so you can use
me. My life is not my own.
I give myself away.
God, I glorify you, Jesus.
Myself away so you can.
Come on, my life is not my own.
Life is not my own.
To you
I belong.
Give myself
to you.
Oh. Come on, do you believe that tonight?
You, I belong.
Do you believe that tonight?
Give myself.
Can you put it into practice tonight?
Give myself away. Give myself away. So you can use me. Give myself away. Give myself away. So you.
I love you, Savior. God, I praise you tonight, Jesus. God, I glorify you, Savior. God, I worship you today, Jesus. We can point to stories, people, individuals in the Bible, Peter, John, Luke, Matthew, that once Jesus called them, their career choice, their life choices, everything changed. At least those 12. God doesn't always call everyone to walk away from careers and walk away from education, walk away from family. That's not always the case. There are times when that is required. But he does require everyone to take up the cross and follow him. Whatever that may mean in your life, outside of the repentance and baptism in Jesus, all of the gospels and all of the holiness within, holiness without. I know people in the home church that I grew up in, 27 years in the home church that I grew up in. They had the same job, worked in the same place. They still work there, still retired from there. God didn't call them to change from all of that. But when I got in and when I got the Holy Ghost and God started working on my life, he laid on my heart career changes and paths. But that's not what you had them do, but that's what I have you do. And that's what you, my life is not my own. But I know this, if that's what God requires, it doesn't just work in theory. It works in practice. It doesn't just work in theory, it works in practice. But to them that knoweth to do good, to them that knoweth to put in practice and don't do it, to them, it's sin. God, what would you have me to do? I want to do it. Whatever you want me to do, to be faithful, to be involved, to be a part of what you're trying to do in my life, God, let me do it. I give myself away. Can we lift our hands one more time in this house? Come on, can we magnify the Lord together in this place? God, we seek after you. We call upon your name. We magnify you, Lord. We honor you tonight, Jesus. Come on, we give you glory today, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Savior. Praise God. Amen. Shake someone's hand tonight. Greet them in Jesus' name again. If you didn't shake their hand during the meet and greet, walk over and introduce yourself. So thankful for everyone's here tonight. Amen. God bless you. Service again Wednesday night. Prayer at 7 o'clock. Church at 7:30. Let's be faithful to the house of the Lord. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.